Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
The United States is walking a thin line, and that line becomes thinner with each passing day. I'm talking about the difference between free speech and politically correct controlled speech. In the past, we decried newspapers like Russia's Pravda as nothing more than propaganda arms of a strong central government, while at the same time extolling the virtues of free speech. We knew as a nation that the ability to speak freely was the natural outgrowth of an ability to think freely, and free thought was seen as a virtue. But now, all that seems to be changing. It began with the concept of hate speech, and its latest incarnation is the concept of fake news. Call it what you will, at its core, it boils down to speech that someone finds offensive for whatever reason and seeks to have banned. Ironically, the greatest promoters of limiting free speech seem to be America's colleges and universities, with their acceptable speech policies, proliferation of safe zones, and coddling of students who melt down when they hear opposing opinions. They've created what some call the snowflake generation, but I think the truth is much more ominous. A snowflake is one of the most fragile things in nature. Everyone is unique, and they're easily destroyed by the slightest increase in temperature. To call these anti-free speech and anti-free thought students snowflakes is to underestimate them. These universities are not creating a generation of snowflakes, they're creating a generation of entitled, self-indulgent, narcissistic monsters. I know that's a strong statement, and it certainly doesn't apply to all students, but it's an accurate description of the students who rioted two nights ago at the UC Berkeley campus. As most of you know, it began when the College Republican Club brought in Milo Yiannopoulos, a self-described homosexual conservative, to give a speech. Students showed up to protest, and soon, about 150 masked anarchists dressed in black and wearing face masks showed up and began physically assaulting those who were trying to attend the event. Even more disconcerting was the fact that the Berkeley mayor justified the attacks, tweeting that hate speech had no place in Berkeley. The problem with banning so-called hate speech or fake news is that there has to be an arbiter to decide what constitutes hate speech. Do we need a Ministry of Acceptable Speech, led by a cabinet-level speech czar? Sounds a lot like the old-fashioned Soviet-era Ministry of Propaganda, or worse yet, the Nazi Ministry of Propaganda, led by Reich Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels. As I've said before, freedom is never easy, and true free speech means that someone at some point will be offended. But taking offense does not entitle someone to grab a can of pepper spray and spray the offender in the face, or beat them over the head with a club. Violence at every turn needs to be condemned by everyone in authority. Those who beat people who were simply standing in line to hear a speech need to be arrested and charged with assault. It's time to reestablish the fact that the freedom to speak is simply a natural extension of the freedom to think and to have an opinion, and America will be a very different place if a small group of elites ever gets the power to tell everyone else what to think. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.